K-State Nation, what's going on? What's play two on the PPPD edition of the podcast, weekend edition? It's been a while since the dailies posted on back-to-back weekends, or I should say Saturday and Sunday on a weekend. I should say Eddie Greer, the Promo Project Podcast, where this is all about K-State sports, covering all things K-State. Hope you guys enjoying the weekend here on this Sunday, folks. July 24th, 2022. And if you have not checked out episode 110 or 110 or however you want to say it, 110 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, which came out last night, might want to get on that right now as we slowly approach here just shy around 40 days until kickoff at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. You want to make sure you want to be a part of this podcast. You're new to the show, welcome on board. If you've been following us for quite a while, we definitely appreciate your support. And of course, I'll give you a synopsis real quick on what episode 110 is. It's going to focus majority on football and men's basketball. Here on this weekend edition, the PPPD edition, it's Jeff Mitty. Yes, Jeff Mitty signed a contract extension, and it's you know, I remember back to the COVID year that we had this guy on the hot seat, but after a tremendous year, rebound year last year, Gene Taylor in the game decided, hey, let's just keep him around some more, folks. And Jeff Mitty getting extended, coming off the fourth NCAA tournament bid in Mitty's sixth overall postseason appearance there under women's head basketball coach Jeff Mitty. And obviously, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, around a new head coach on the men's side with Jerome Tang. Jeff Mitty on the rebound, trying to get this team, trying to build of what they did last year, coming off the second round of the NCAA tournament there. They're very competitive early on, and then the wheels came off a little bit in the second half of the season. Gene Taylor made the announcement on Friday there, and yeah, it's going to be a 2-year contract extension, and it got approved by the board of directors for K-State there. Gene Taylor in a press release saying, quote, under Coach Mitty's leadership, we have achieved sustained success with 6 postseason berths while seeing the excitement level and support of K-State women's basketball continue to grow. Mitty has done a tremendous job as head coach while being a great mentor of our student athletes, and we look forward to continued success with him leading our women's basketball program. Under Jeff Mitty, folks, the K-State women's basketball team has reached the postseason 6 times and has amassed a record of 145-110. Another that's the cha-ching time that I said this already in the Sunday podcast here. That's pretty much a 57 winning percentage there, which include 3 20 win seasons, including one last year, with 5 more victories, Mitty would become the 3rd coach in K-State program history to reach the 150 win mark at the helm of women's basketball program there as well. I had to slow myself there for a second. Jeff Mitty, in a press quote here, I appreciate the continued confidence of our administration to lead this program. And then he continues on to say, quote, we are fortunate to have such an outstanding staff and group of players to work with every day. Shannon and I are appreciative of both the K-State community and the city of Manhattan for the continued enthusiasm for our program. Jeff Mitty, this upcoming fall, will be entering his ninth season. Damn. Has it been that long? It seems to be two or three years. That's how time flies when you're having fun. Ninth season with K-State coming up here this fall. He owns the 2nd most NCAA tournament appearances. Wow. And the 2nd most NCAA tournament victories in K-State women's basketball history there. While guiding the Wildcats, Mitty has mentored 20 all Big 12 selections, 5 Big 12 all defensive team honorees, 5 Big 12 All-Freshman Team recipients, and 1 Associated Press All-American. as well. Overall, Jeff Mitty began his 31st, will begin, my, excuse me, his 31st overall season as women's basketball coach. Owns a career mark of 599 to 345. So he needs one more win to get to 600 there right off the bat. I think we talked about that maybe briefly on one of the past. It's not the recent ones. I know that for sure. Probably got to go back to the end of the NCAA tournament there as well here. 21 postseason appearances. Yep. And that 599 career wins, 599 wins, that right now ranks 16th amongst active NCAA Division I head coaches with the first win. Yeah, I just said that, so I'm not going to go over that much as well. Of course, I've talked about that at premium on this podcast, on the weekly editions. Of course, Wildcats will counteract with, of course, All-American center Ayoka Lee. Then you have the sophomore trio now, Serena Sundell, the Glenn sisters, or twins, whatever you want to call it, Briley Glenn and Jalen Glenn as well. And then you count the senior transfer from Oklahoma, Gabby Gregory, in there, Gisela Sanchez as well. Let's not forget Emily Ebert as well, part of that starting five last year as well. So K-State enters the seed this year, two wins shy of 1,000 wins. So already, K-State Nation, you know I've been bullish about this women's basketball team. They already, right off the bat, they can achieve two milestones very early in the fall season. I've been very excited for this women's basketball team for quite some time. Since their season ended last spring. So Jeff Mitty signed a two-year, back on Friday, signed a two-year contract extension for K-State. So he's going to be back for two more years there. Here in that contract, I believe, runs through 2026. So that's exciting news there for K-State as well. So big news there. And kind of like pretty much all the other sports, women's basketball is right up there with the anticipation of obviously football and men's basketball as well. Let's not forget about soccer as well. Soccer returning a good core of ladies as well. They're trying to do something that has not been done since K-State started the soccer program here in Manhattan. So good times roll here this summer, and good news for K-State women's basketball fans. Jeff Mitty will be back. Contract extended through 2026. The Purple Project podcast brought to you by Raleigh in the Valley. Two weekends from right now, folks. Two Saturdays from now, that's going down in the West Side, Manhattan, Kansas, taking place outside of the Midwest Car Collection Center here in the West Side of Manhattan, Kansas. Again, I mentioned that the details again last night, so definitely there's more information there. There's also the Rally in the Valley episode back in the daily a couple months ago. You can look for that in the Triple P archives episodes as well. So if you're new to the podcast, definitely you're more than welcome to check out recent episodes of the podcast as well as dailies as well. It's been a while since I posted back-to-back on the weekend episodes of the Pro Project Podcast Daily, which they're going to be ramping back up here pretty soon when August runs around. We're going to be bringing you everyday coverage of K-State. Obviously, I know last night, it's when the episode 110 is football and basketball heavy. So on these dailies, my goal is to go outside the box, whether that's focusing on soccer, volleyball, and even basketball too, for that matter, women's basketball as well. So definitely golf might be coming up here in a little while. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure about that, but yeah, so that's the goal about this podcast. For those of you who are new to the podcast as well, we just don't want to just focus on, even though, yes, football and basketball are the two big dogs here in the Little Apple, there's other sports going around here. And pretty example, this women's basketball team right here, Gantford, could be a good season, good special season as well. So they have reloaded. They added a couple of good pieces to that roster. Jeff Mitty, what I'm talking about. So Exciting times right there. Jeff Meade extended for 2 more years in Manhattan. That's going to wrap things up on this Sunday edition of the True PD edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer again. Episode 110 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly is now out. Wherever you listen to your podcast, go Cats. Eddie Greer. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.